January 12th, Job 32 through 34. The scriptures quoted are from the Net Bible, netbible.com. Copyright 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC. All rights reserved. Chapter 32. So these three men refused to answer Job further, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then Elihu son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram, became very angry. He was angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. With Job's three friends he was also angry, because they could not find an answer, and so declared Job guilty. Now Elihu had waited before speaking to Job, because the others were older than he was. But when Elihu saw that the three men had no further reply, he became very angry. So Elihu son of Barachel the Buzite spoke up, "I am young, but you are elderly. That is why I was fearful, and afraid to explain to you what I know. I said to myself, age should speak, and length of years should make wisdom known. But it is a spirit in people, the breath of the Almighty, that makes them understand. It is not the aged who are wise, nor old men who understand what is right. Therefore I say, listen to me. I, even I, will explain what I know. Look, I waited for you to speak. I listened closely to your wise thoughts, while you were searching for words. Now I was paying you close attention, yet there was no one proving Job wrong. Not one of you was answering his statements. So do not say, we have found wisdom. God will refute him, not man. Job has not directed his words to me, and so I will not reply to him with your arguments. They are dismayed and cannot answer any more. They have nothing left to say, and I have waited. But because they do not speak, because they stand there and answer no more, I too will answer my part. I too will explain what I know. For I am full of words, and the spirit within me constrains me. Inside I am like wine which has no outlet, like new wineskins ready to burst. I will speak so that I may find relief. I will open my lips so that I may answer. I will not show partiality to anyone, nor will I confer a title on any man, for I do not know how to give honorary titles. If I did, my Creator would quickly do away with me. Job chapter 33. But now, O Job, listen to my words, and hear everything I have to say. See now, I have opened my mouth, my tongue in my mouth has spoken. My words come from the uprightness of my heart, and my lips will utter knowledge sincerely. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Reply to me if you can. Set your arguments in order before me, and take your stand. Look, I am just like you in relation to God. I too have been molded from clay. Therefore no fear of me should terrify you, nor should my pressure be heavy on you. Indeed, you have said in my hearing, I heard the sound of the words, I am pure, without transgression, I am clean and have no iniquity. Yet God finds occasions with me, he regards me as his enemy. He puts my feet in shackles, he watches closely all my paths. Now in this, you are not right. I answer you, for God is greater than a human being. Why do you contend against him, that he does not answer all a person's words? For God speaks, the first time in one way, the second time in another, though a person does not perceive it. In a dream, a night vision, when deep sleep falls on people as they sleep in their beds. Then he gives a revelation to people and terrifies them with warnings to turn a person from his sin and to cover a person's pride. He spares a person's life from corruption, his very life from crossing over the river. Or a person is chastened by pain on his bed, and with the continual strife of his bones, so that his life loathes food, and his soul rejects appetizing fare. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones, which were not seen, are easily visible. He draws near to the place of corruption, and his life to the messengers of death. If there is an angel beside him, one mediator out of a thousand, to tell a person what constitutes his uprightness. And if God is gracious to him and says, spare him from going down to the place of corruption, I have found a ransom for him, then his flesh is restored like a youth's. He returns to the days of his youthful vigor. He entreats God, and God delights in him. He sees God's face with rejoicing, and God restores to him his righteousness. That person sings to others, saying, I have sinned and falsified what is right, but I was not punished according to what I deserved. He redeemed my life from going down to the place of corruption, and my life sees the light. Indeed, God does all these things, twice, three times in his dealings with a person to turn back his life from the place of corruption, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Pay attention, Job. Listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have any words, reply to me. Speak, for I want to justify you. If not, you listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Job chapter 34, Elihu answered, Listen to my words, you wise men. Hear me, you learned men. For the ear assesses words as the mouth tastes food. Let us evaluate for ourselves what is right. Let us come to know among ourselves what is good. For Job says, I am innocent, but God turns away my right. Concerning my right, should I lie? My wound is incurable, although I am without transgression. What man is like Joby, who drinks derision like water? He goes about in company with evildoers. He goes along with wicked men, for he says, It does not profit a man when he makes his delight with God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness, from the Almighty to do evil. For he repays a person for his work, and according to the conduct of a person, he causes the consequences to find him. Indeed, in truth, God does not act wickedly, and the Almighty does not pervert justice. Who entrusted to him the earth, and who put him over the whole world? If God were to set his heart on it, and gather in his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and human beings would return to dust. If you have understanding, listen to this. Hear what I have to say. Do you really think that one who hates justice can govern? And will you declare guilty the supremely righteous one, who says to a king, worthless man, and to nobles, wicked men, who shows no partiality to princes, and does not take note of the rich more than the poor, because all of them are the work of his hands? In a moment they die, in the middle of the night, people are shaken, and they pass away. The mighty are removed effortlessly, for his eyes are on the ways of an individual, he observes all a person's steps. There is no darkness, and no deep darkness, where evildoers can hide themselves, for he does not still consider a person that he should come before God in judgment. He shatters the great without inquiry, and sets up others in their place. Therefore, he knows their deeds, he overthrows them in the night, and they are crushed. He strikes them for their wickedness, in a place where people can see, because they have turned away from following him, and have not understood any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come before him, so that he hears the cry of the needy. But if God is quiet, who can condemn him? If he hides his face, then who can see him? Yet he is over the individual and the nation alike, so that the godless man should not rule and not lay snares for the people. Has anyone said to God, I have endured chastisement, but I will not act wrongly any more. Teach me what I cannot see. If I have done evil, I will do so no more. Is it your opinion that God should recompense it because you reject this? But you must choose, and not I, so tell us what you know. Men of understanding say to me, any wise man listening to me says, that Job speaks without knowledge, and his words are without understanding. But Job will be tested to the end, because his answers are like those of wicked men. For he adds transgression to his sin. In our midst he claps his hands, and multiplies his words against God.